Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing this Friday evening, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Michigan Lottery spokesperson Andy Brancato. Andy, how are you this evening?
I'm great. How are you tonight, Leslie?
Cheryl.
Oh, Cheryl, I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. My apologies.
It probably came from about the 120 other interviews you've done today so far.
I was just going to say it could have been somebody else I spoke with. My apologies on that one.
If I let something like that bother me, holy cow, am I in the wrong business?
I guess we're all just caught up in the Mega Millions frenzy at the lottery, and I'm losing track of who I'm even talking to about it all anymore.
We are. And I know, I mean, I get incredibly up-to-date numbers from you, but I know the latest one I got from you is even going to be off a little bit because of sales. Where are we right now with the Mega Millions for tonight?
Well, right now we are at $312 million, which is what we went up to yesterday. We had been at $304 million, and then we increased the sales, or the sales increased today, so we were able to increase the jackpot to the $312 million. Now, I had a couple people call and ask me if they thought it would be increased again yet today, because we expect that the sales are going to be very, very high. But rather than increase it, I think they're going to play it safe, but there is the chance that if a person wins the jackpot tonight, it might end up being more than that $312 million amount.
Well, it
so
always,
we'll see.
And you and I, all every time we chat, and I love talking with you, you and I always comment on the fact that when these Mega Millions get over 50 million, 100 million, then everybody runs out to buy as if a couple wouldn't be fun. That always astounds me, but these just roll over exponentially, don't they?
Right. I was just going to say that it's funny that you said that, because in the amount of time that we went from the 304 to the 312, the sales are like, you know, once we get to 300 million, they really take off, but now they are like out of control. And it's interesting to me too, because I'm like, okay, you didn't want to buy a ticket at 304. Thank heavens we pushed to that 312, you know. But either way, you know, there's just certain people that are looking for the excitement of a really, really big jackpot. And we are definitely at that level right now.
Well, we certainly are. And I love the numbers breakdown in this, because we all have great imaginations. If, let's say, it stays at $312 million, and if you choose the annuity payment option, what will I be getting?
Well, that is the fun part, to really break it down to perhaps some numbers that people can grasp a little bit more. So if you take the annuity option, it's 26 annual payments of $12 million each, and that breaks down to $1 million a month. Now, remember, this is for 26 years, so $1 million a month for 26 years, $230,769.23 per week, $32,876.71 per day. And the one that people can really kind of hone in on is when we give an hourly figure. Most people know how much, or roughly how much, they make per hour of an 8-hour workday. And this would be $4,109.59 an hour for an 8-hour workday for 26 years. But again, the key being not working for it.
I think I could learn to budget that.
I think most people could. And, you know, there is a lot that kind of swirls around when the jackpot is this big. And, you know, people talk about how, well, you know, how would you manage that kind of money? And that's such a huge amount, and it can overwhelm some people. And when a person wins a jackpot of this size, or, you know, really any amount of a significant amount from the lottery, we always suggest to them that they talk to a financial planner, talk to an accountant. It is an astronomical amount, and it is far more than any of us, you know, even imagine getting. So you want to make sure that you make the right decisions and that you do budget that money correctly.
Absolutely. And if someone decided to take, or let's say I decided to take,
yes,
the lump sum cash value, I would share it with you, Andy. What would the lump sum be?
The lump sum for that would be $198.2 million. And again, as you said, that's a lump sum payment, so the winner receives that one time. And the theory behind that is, you know, that the player, the winner, has the discretion to invest that money as they choose to, or if they, you know, have a very large expense or a large something that they want to do with it, like maybe start a foundation, which has happened before, they have all of that money at their disposal. With the annuity option, of course, that's over the 26-year period.
Do you, and that was something I had thought to ask you about earlier, when you hear, do you hear back from lottery winners from time to time on some things they've done with the money? Is there a lot of philanthropy involved?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you ask that because, you know, there's a lot of stories about people who have not done well once they've won the lottery. And unfortunately, those are the stories that get the most attention, but fortunately, those are the stories that are, you know, in the minority. We do hear from some players, not very often though, because once they win their prize, unless if they take the annuity option, their, you know, their business with the lottery is really completed. But there are some players that I sort of keep in touch with, and I know that there are players who have done some very, very good things, very commendable and admirable things with their money to help other people. You know, they kind of want to stay in the background, though. You know, they're not into the spotlight, and that's fine. They know that they've done it, and obviously the recipients of their largesse know that as well. So that's the important thing.
Well, that is. It's well, it, what we do know, Andy, is it makes for an exciting time when it gets up like this. It's a buzz and people are talking about it. And they have until when tonight to grab a ticket for that Mega Millions drawing?
Well, they need to purchase that ticket tonight by 10:45. And that's an important thing for players to remember. If they buy their ticket after 10:45, it is still a valid ticket, but it is valid for Tuesday night's drawing. So if they want to be in on this $312 million jackpot, they need to make that purchase by 10:45 tonight.
Very good. And Andy, I would be remiss if I didn't ask you, because I have you on the phone with me as the spokesman for the Michigan Lottery, about the Downtown Coaches Club. My understanding is the Lottery Commission is investigating the actions of the Downtown Coaches Club. What are you able to say about that?
Well, really, at this stage, you are correct. There is an investigation in the works, but it's really inappropriate to say anything more than that at this time because the investigation is ongoing. So I can't really shed any light on that for you except to tell you that, yes, there is an investigation.
Well, it's my job to ask, and it's your job and it's your job to answer appropriately as well. Very good.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Andy. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. And maybe we'll see you next week in that winner room.
Wouldn't that be fun? I'd love to meet you in person under those circumstances.
I would like that as well.
Okay. Thank you, Andy. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Andy Brancato, Michigan Lottery spokesperson. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.